morning, Adrian Machine, may I help you?
Hey, good morning, is Janos in?
Let me ask who's calling?
Yeah, it's Nico with the Bank of Cardiff, just trying to touch base here.
Alright, let me see if he's available. Hang on one second.
Yeah, not a problem.
We can make your next tool or machining project perfect when your call is answered. Atrium Machine and Tool provides continuous 5-axis machining and integral tilt rotary table, providing 5-sided machining in one setup. So whether you have a high volume or low volume application, we can handle the project in a timely manner. Please let us know how we can help your machining and tool needs when your call is answered. We'll be right back.
Hi, he is in the middle of something and he asked me to take a message.
Okay, yeah, not a problem. So like I said, it's Nico, that's N-I-K-O, with the Bank of Cardiff, and that's spelled C-A-R-D-I-F-F, as in Frank.
Okay.
And my direct line is
858-779-0432.
All right. Yeah, and I guess you can just let him know we were in contact back in March. About some of the programs that we had to offer, our equipment financing and working capital, but he said that there was nothing at the time, you guys weren't really doing anything, but you were possibly looking at a piece of equipment towards October, so, you know, that's what I'm doing, kind of calling back, seeing if there's anything that has come up within that time frame in which we might be able to, you know, help out with. Do you happen to know if he's still looking for a piece of equipment?
I don't believe so. But you know what? I will double check with him. But I don't believe so. I haven't heard anything recently. So.
Right. Okay. Yeah. No. I mean, not a problem. Is there typically like a time of the year where you guys do look at whether or not the business needs equipment or capital?
Yeah. I don't think there's any specific time. But if you could give me a call back, and I'll leave this message for him, and I'll talk to him myself. And if you do call back, then you know I might have an answer for you, so you don't, you know, you're not calling back constantly. Because he's a busy guy, unfortunately.
Of course, I know he's a hard guy to get a hold of.
It sure is. So.
Yeah,
but,
yeah.
I leave this message for him for sure.
Why is there, you know, when would you like me to kind of follow up and give a call back, see if you know, you happen to have a chance to talk to him
next week? Yeah, I'll try to get to him today or tomorrow, but early next week would be great.
Mhm. And just out of curiosity, how's the business been since I last spoke with him? You guys starting to pick up towards the end of the year?
Yeah, I think we got a little busier.
Is that normally what happens? Because a lot of the machine shops that I work with, that seems to be the case. You guys start picking up towards the end of the year because a lot of your customers start putting in bigger orders.
Right. Yeah. Yep. We seem to be getting busier. So.
Oh, that is what happens?
Yeah.
That's good. No, that's good. Because sometimes, you know, it really depends on, I guess, the area, the type of customers you work with, and whether or not the fluctuation with everything. In terms of who you work with. But yeah, I mean, no, that's not a problem. I know he's a busy guy. I know he's kind of hard to get a hold of too. But when you do talk to him, just kind of refresh his memory a little bit, I guess, because it's been a while and I highly doubt he's going to remember talking to me.
He didn't. For some reason, I recognized Bank of Cardiff, but he didn't. But I didn't remember where, so I must have.
Because I think we talked. We were able to get him on the phone for a brief, you know, few minutes, but then he had to go back to the floor. So yeah, that's probably why you remember Bank of Cardiff. Okay, and I think I still have his email as jtolonzik@adriamachine.com. Is that still the best email for him?
That is correct.
Okay, I'll shoot him over an email as well, kind of let him know I called, just, you know, if that's also a great way of getting a hold of him since he's so busy. Is he very avid at looking at his emails?
Well, to be quite honest with you, he gets hundreds a day. I mean, and, you know, most of them are just junk, but he gets hundreds a day, so, I mean, he does go through them, yeah, he does go through them.
Right, is there maybe a way to kind of get his attention on there?
Hey, Jessica, it's for you.
Well, you could just put equipment finance, you know, obviously equipment financing in the subject line, so at least he knows it's not some kind of spam email, so.
Okay, yeah, because I would hate to end up in the spam folder where he probably won't even take a look at it.
Right, yep.
Okay.
I'll send a message anyway, so I have to make sure I
And sorry, not to be rude, but I don't even think I caught your name the first time around when we had spoken either.
All right. Bridget.
Bridget? Oh, awesome. Yeah,
and I normally answer the phone, so.
Okay. All right, Bridget. Well, you know, I appreciate the help. If you don't mind just kind of letting them know I called, see if there's anything we can do to help out. I'll follow up next week and see if you were able to get that message to him and if you had a chance to look at my email.
All right, sure.
All right, appreciate it, Bridget.
All right, thank you.
All right, you take care. Bye now.
Bye-bye.